Pop-up Cat Cafe with Noco Cat Cafe. Noco Cat Cafe will host a pop-up cat cafe in Longmont. On April 30, between 12 and 3 p.m., head to the Times Collaborative for a relaxing afternoon with adoptable cats and kittens. For $12 per person, attendees will be able to purchase their tickets at the door on the day of the event, for a 12 p.m. or 1 p.m. entrance. Space at the event will be limited. Light snacks and drinks will be available for purchase at the pop-up cat cafe, so members of the Longmont community can enjoy a meowmosa while snuggling a kitten. April 28, Art and Sip. Shibori tie-dye. Learn a variety of folding, twisting and binding techniques inspired by a Japanese fabric dyeing technique known as shibori. Choose your favorite patterns, and make a set of cloth napkins to take home during this art and sip class at the Longmont Museum from 6:30 to 9 p.m. on April 28. Grab a drink and get creative with these classes for adults. Beer, wine, non-alcoholic beverages and snacks will be available for purchase in the atrium bar. Register online or by calling 303-651-8374. Community screening of Godzilla, 1954, N.R. Godzilla, a.k.a. Gojira, is the roaring granddaddy of all monster movies. It's also a remarkably humane and melancholy drama, made in Japan at a time when the country was reeling from nuclear attack and H-bomb testing in the Pacific. Its rampaging radioactive beast, the poignant embodiment of an entire population's fears, became a beloved international icon of destruction, spawning almost 30 sequels. On April 28, there will be a community screening of Godzilla starting at 7 p.m. in the Stewart Auditorium at the Longmont Museum. Purchase tickets here. Play with Clay Knight at the Firehouse Ceramics Studio. Join us every last Thursday of the month at the Firehouse Ceramics Studio for a casual gathering to play with clay and meet fellow clay lovers. Open to folks of all levels, demos will be shown for construction for beginners or just come and do your own thing. Purchase your ticket for only $12 and the class covers your clay and for your pieces to get bisque fired. You can then pick up your fired work to paint at home or bring to our next play with Clay Knight to glaze the work. Hand building projects only. Hey Public Open House. Hey Energy is funding independent research on whether people living in the North Front Range community might be exposed to both chemical emissions to the air and to noise from unconventional oil and gas development. The research will be getting underway this year in the North Front Range region. On April 28, Hey Energy is hosting an in-person open house from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Times Collaborative at 338 Main Street in Longmont for community members to learn more about this research. April 29, Poetry Night at the Firehouse Art Center starting at 7 p.m. on every last Friday of the month. The Firehouse Art Center hosts an evening dedicated to poetry. Poetry is an opportunity. It gives us the chance to celebrate and commemorate all the wonderful moments in our lives, from the simplest smiles to the most momentous victories. It also enables us to cope in challenging times. With poetry, we can address our problems, come to terms with them, and work to grow past them. It has the potential to move across the spectrum of human experience in a cathartic and often beautiful way. Please only read your original work at the Firehouse Art Center's Poetry Nights. Seniors fish off. Boulder County. The trout have fattened up and are biting. Prizes at the senior fish off on April 29 will be awarded for heaviest rainbow trout, most experienced, oldest angler, best fishing hat, and first to catch the limit. This competition is open to seniors 65 years and older, and all anglers must sign in. No fishing before 6:30 a.m. at Walden Ponds Wildlife Habitat. A valid 2022 Colorado fishing license is required for all participants. Live bait and artificial flies, lures will be permitted. Bring your own fishing gear. A wheelchair-accessible fishing pier will be available at the event. Outdoor family story time. Downtown Longmont, CO The City of Longmont Public Library presents Outdoor Family Story Time, a 30-minute Friday fun story time designed for children of all ages and their grown-ups. This story time will include longer picture books, so expect a little more sitting and listening. Silly singing and movement will also be included. Registration for this event is required each week. Registration for outdoor family story times will open 1 week prior at 9 a.m. Story times are limited to 15 participants at this time, and there is no waitlist. April 30th morning of yoga and musical meditation. Join us at the Firehouse Art Center for a morning of yoga and musical meditation from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on April 30th to celebrate the opening of the Firehouse's newest exhibit, Line and Wait, Clark Valentine and Courtney Giblin. From 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. Join us in a gentle morning movement of yoga and meditation, guided by Eliza Swain. At this $12 class, we'll begin by connecting our body and breath, then gently stretch our limbs in line and motion, awakening our energy, refreshing our spirits and releasing a healthful start to the day. All levels are welcome. Please bring a yoga mat. At 11:45 a.m., Patty Fabian will lead the class in Kirtan and Harmonium. Kirtan is an active and dynamic form of meditation using improvisational music to allow you to get out of your head and into your heart. After yoga and kirtan, stick around the Firehouse for light refreshments as we enjoy the meditative marks made by our two featured artists. Courage Walk without Boulder County each year. The Boulder District Attorney Office partners with law enforcement agencies and victim service providers to honor and celebrate the courage of victims of crime. The Courage Walk is held each year during National Crime Victims' Rights Week at the end of April. This year, OUT Boulder County will host a Courage Walk on April 30th to celebrate the courage of victims of crime, featuring the theme, Engaging Communities, Empowering Victims. The Courage Walk starts at 10 a.m. at the Jefferson County Administration and Courts facility in Golden, where walkers can register and enjoy a continental breakfast. The short walk will begin at 11 a.m. Doves will be released in honor of victims following a short ceremony at the Courage Garden, which was built to provide a place of respite for crime victims and their families on the courthouse grounds. Longmont Farmers Market. Since 1987, the Boulder County Farmers Market has worked to cultivate the impact of local food from the ground up. With growers and members that offer produce and products that are completely Colorado grown, raised and owned, you can feel like a legit locavore. The Longmont Farmers Market takes place at the Boulder County Fairgrounds from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. every Saturday until November. May 1st Centennial State Ballet's gala performance featuring Don Quixote dreams of adventure. He takes Sancho Panza on a quest in search of Dulcinea, a woman Don Quixote believes to be so lovely and noble that she must be divinity. Join Centennial State Ballet for classical ballet's favorite rom-com. Live in the theater or in the comfort of your home through a livestream ticket. Tickets to live performances of the show, one which will begin at 2 p.m. on April 30th and the other at 1 p.m. on May 1st, can be purchased here. Special thanks to pianist Elena de Bellevue for live accompaniment. May 2nd Ignition Dance Fitness, Zumba class at the Elks Lodge. Join Liliana and Katie, licensed Zumba instructors, for a high-energy dance fitness class in the Elks Ballroom every Monday and Thursday at 6 p.m. Livestream is also available. Outdoor Bilingual Storytime. Join us from the City of Longmont Public Library for stories and songs in Spanish and English for children of all ages with librarian Valerie every Monday from 10 to 10:30 a.m. All-aged children with a grown-up are welcome, but this story time is best for 3 years and older. Registration is required each week. Registration for Outdoor Bilingual Storytime will open 1 week before at 9 a.m. Storytimes are limited to 15 participants at this time, and there is no waitlist. May 3rd Firehouse Filmmaker Workshop. The Firehouse Filmmaker Workshop is an opportunity for filmmakers and film lovers of all ages, levels, interests and tastes. This is a casual roundtable sharing workshop inspired by our popular writer's workshop. Attendees are encouraged to bring whatever they are working on to share for constructive criticism. As the event grows, options to bring in presenters will also grow. The Firehouse Filmmaker Workshop occurs every first Tuesday of the month at the Firehouse Art Center starting at 6 p.m. This event is free of charge to attend. Whether you're currently working on a project or are just curious about taking that first step in your career, take advantage of this invaluable opportunity to learn and network with other filmmakers. Maybe we'll talk about screenwriting, pre-production experiences, shooting and blocking scenes, working with actors, creative decisions made in order to tell a story, or location scouting, who knows. Speakeasy Open Mic, Downtown Longmont, CO. The Speakeasy Open Mic Night in Longmont is the place to take the stage in Longmont. Every Tuesday night, sign-up starts at 7 p.m. and the first performer starts at 8 p.m. Singers, instrumentalists, comedians, poets, hip-hop, and more. All are welcome. Come see the premier acts in the area, from brand new artists to seasoned performers. May 4th Wednesday evening jazz at Dryland Distillers. Join Dryland Distillers for an evening of live jazz from 7 to 9 p.m. on the first Wednesday of every month. Led by local musician Vic Dillahay, these sessions are low-key, instrumental performances that showcase many established and up-and-coming young musicians. The mixology team designs weekly cocktail specials to pair with the music. We'll also offer sweet and savory treats from different farms, chefs and caterers to enjoy. Depending on weather, shows might be hosted on the outdoor patio. Get here early because seating is limited. May 5th Boulder Potters Guild Spring Show and sale. Members of the Boulder Potters Guild will be showing and selling their recent work at this year's Spring Show and sale from May 5th to May 8th at the Boulder County Fairgrounds. The show, which is just in time for Mother's Day, includes functional, decorative and sculptural ceramic work as well as jewelry, hand-painted silk scarves and embossed note cards. The show includes daily artist demos. Movie night at Centra Longmont Presbyterian Church. As a certified Earth Care congregation, we at Centra Longmont Presbyterian Church have committed ourselves not only to reducing our own carbon footprint as a family of faith but working to address the myriad effects of climate change in our community. This commitment arises from our understanding of what it means to be Jesus followers, yet it's a commitment that transcends any religious ideology. Our work as an Earth Care congregation is not about posturing or proselytizing, it's about loving all people and all creation. We will be hosting a screening of the film Happening, A Clean Energy Revolution on May 5th at 7 p.m. in the sanctuary of Centra Longmont Presbyterian Church, at 4th Avenue and Kimbark Street. In Happening, filmmaker James Redford undertakes a personal journey into the dawn of the clean energy era as it creates jobs, turns profits, and makes communities stronger and healthier across the U.S. Happening explores issues of human resilience, social justice, embracing the future, and finding hope for our survival. Following the film will be a question and answer session with David Hornbacher, interim deputy city manager of the city of Longmont, and Karen Dyke, chair of the Sustainable Resilient Longmont Renewable Energy Committee, about the city's commitment to reach 100% renewable energy for electric generation by 2030. The screening and question and answer session are free of charge and open to the community. May 7th Longmont celebrates Cinco de Mayo. The 19th annual Longmont Celebrates Cinco de Mayo will be held at Roosevelt Park on May 9th with festivities from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. according to a description of the event. Longmont Celebrates Cinco de Mayo is an event to celebrate culture and honor the health of the Longmont community. Moreover, Longmont Celebrates Cinco de Mayo aims to celebrate this holiday as well as create a better understanding and acceptance of the Latino community. A diverse culture exists in Longmont, and our hope is that Longmont Celebrates Cinco de Mayo helps to bring our diverse community together to educate, share, appreciate and enjoy each other's differences, as well as give each other an opportunity to learn about the many resources available to all in our community, the webpage states. The event includes musical and dance entertainment, vendor and information booths, free activities for kids, a car show, a Mexican standoff, break dance competition and tons of great food. Event coordinators expect over 7,000 people to attend this year's Longmont Celebrates Cinco de Mayo, and would love for you to join in on the fun. The events around Longmont Celebrates Cinco de Mayo on May 7th will take place regardless of rain or shine. As always, the family-oriented event is alcohol-free, tobacco-free and marijuana-free. Additionally, in support of zero waste, we recommend bringing a refillable water bottle and we will provide water stations. Craftivism 101. Get acquainted with craftivism, learn to embroider, stitch something brilliant and make friends all in just 2 hours. During the Craftivism 101 workshop at the Firehouse Art Center starting at 3 p.m. on May 7th. Craft-based activism has been used as a tool of resistance, coalition building and even espionage. Learn from Shannon Downey, a leader in the modern craftivism movement, who will provide an introduction to the history of craftivism and ways you can get involved in the modern movement. Shannon will then teach you how to embroider and have you stabbing it out in no time. She guarantees you walk away from this workshop feeling better than when you arrived. Shannon will have some materials available, but feel free to bring your own embroidery hoop, embroidery floss, 24-gauge tapestry needle, quilter's cotton square, scissors or water-soluble marking pen. Purchase tickets to this workshop here. Longtucky Derby Party. Join us for the 5th annual Longtucky Derby Party at Abbott and Wallace Distilling from 4 to 9 p.m. on May 7th. The event will feature mint julep cocktail specials, inflatable roadie relay races in teams of 2 or 4, team sign up with hello at abbottandwallace.com, and the coveted hat contest, where the best hat will win a bottle of bourbon and a trophy. And of course a horse race.